Let's get some analysis on this now and speak to Stephen Groost, who's the head of the African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Stephen, thank you for your time today. South Africa has shown it doesn't like to get involved in domestic issues of other countries, but our own security could be at risk here. So what are we anticipating around any potential military involvement from South Africa?
Hi, Mandy. Yes, we are not an island and we are definitely affected by what happens in the region, even if it's in the very north of Mozambique at the moment. We've seen the escalation of this conflict. But I think, we have to be cautious. Our military is chronically underfunded, overstretched. There isn't enormous military capability from other SADC states. This is going to cost billions of rands that I don't think we have at the moment. I know it's a very important issue that we can't afford to ignore, but I also think we need to have a proper debate about the readiness and the equipment and the funding of our Navy, our Air Force, our Army, if we are considering putting boots on the ground.
Yeah, but that's something that we definitely need to evaluate. In your assessment and from what your understanding, can we afford a military engagement at this stage? And do you think we would be competent or capable?
I have my doubts on both of those counts. As I said, I think the military has had decreased spending. We haven't really faced a security issue like this in SADC for 20 years until, since the last Congo War, when several SADC countries were involved. It's going to be extremely expensive. And also, it's not a small area. The Mozambique Channel is hundreds of kilometers wide. The Mozambique coastline is hundreds of kilometers long. It's not as easy as, putting a ship into the Suez Canal. This is going to require 50 or more ships to do a proper job. And I worry about us setting ourselves up for failure.
So we know that the U.S. already has a special forces team in Mozambique. Portugal, the former colonial power there, is also getting involved. The Mozambican president has said that they know what kind of assistance they need. What do you think is going to happen here in terms of support? Could the AU get more involved as well?
So I think the AU has what it calls the principle of subsidiarity, in that it allows or defers to the regional organization, which is SADC in this case. I think the Europeans would probably be very open to a request for assistance in terms of materiel and funding and so forth. A country like France may be a good one to approach for that assistance. But, the military solution has been tried by the Mozambican government, by various mercenary groups or private security groups that have been involved, not least of which the Dyke group from South Africa and the Wagner group from Russia, with not many results. And people have said, you have to create security, but the problems in northern Mozambique and Cabo Delgado are very deep ingrained problems of poverty and exclusion. And that can't be done with guns and tanks and helicopters.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for that analysis. Stephen Groost is the head of the African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. So that SADC meeting happening this afternoon, it's going to be interesting to watch what position South Africa takes.